Most people's favorite day to change their life is tomorrow, and that's why they stay stuck. Is that you? Hi, I'm Dr. Jamil Syaj, and I invite you to check out the Transformation Starts Today podcast, where I interview leaders, champions, and high performers from all walks of life as they share their stories, the lessons they've learned along the way, and empowering perspectives to help you create an extraordinary life without regret starting today. Your future is determined by what you decide to do right now. So head on over to the Transformation Starts Today podcast, and I'll see you there.
This is Cindy Warren of Blue Tree Coaching. I can be found at www.bluetree-coaching.com. I'm a life coach who helps people get results using neuroscience, mindfulness, and proven coaching techniques. You can check me out at www.bluetree-coaching.com.
Hello, and we are back with Conscious Dating and Relationships, and we have Gregory D. in the house of Limitless Perceptions. He's an Instagram sensation, and he's here to help you improve your dating skills, romantic relationships, and most importantly, relationship with self. Gregory, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I am very excited. Thank you for the kind words, by the way.
Oh, they're only true. They're only true. So we're going to jump right into it. What is one question that often comes up in your work with women around dating?
I will say a lot of it comes down to red flags. People are like, is this a red flag? Are these red flags? And my thing is this, if you have to ask me if this is a red flag and if it's catching your attention that something's off, then most likely it is a red flag.
Right. So,
I try to tell people to pay attention to their intuition, okay. But that's one common thing I get a lot of. Is this a red flag? This guy did this. He didn't respond at this time. Is that a red flag? Yes, it is.
Okay. And is there a specific way, and I know being a dating expert myself, I know the answer to this, but is there a specific way to recognize a red flag? Is there like something in general, a behavior that they'll engage in that you know this person isn't the right one?
I always say inconsistency, right?
Okay.
You meet someone, you get a feel for how they operate, how they behave. You know, if you've been dating somebody for a period of time, and then when you start noticing things out of the ordinary, things that just don't seem right, mm-hmm. that when your body speaks to you, and like I always say, listen to your intuition. That is how you identify. But first, you have to be aware enough to notice, just paying attention to the right things. How are they speaking to you? How do they handle conflict?
Wonderful. Wonderful. And what's something that comes up for men when they come to you for advice? What's a top question that men will ask? This will help reassure men and it'll give women some insight.
Let's see here. I will say the friend zone comes up a lot.
You know, okay.
How do I get out of the friend zone? And they start by saying, we've been friends for 5 or 6 years and I've been trying to get out of the friend zone. I'm like, my friend, you got to start a bit earlier. You can't, you know, wait 4 or 5 years where you guys have already built that friendship that's non-romantic and try all of a sudden just flip it. You know, you have to make your intentions known early.
Absolutely.
If you have romantic intentions, say so. Like, hey, listen, I find you attractive and I would like to get to know you better romantically, as opposed to trying to use the friend zone as a way to get in there, which is a very bad way to go to get into a romantic relationship. Use the friend zone. Not to say you can't be friends with somebody and then enter a relationship, but I guess to be upfront early as opposed to waiting 4 or 5 years to
get to the point. Well, that's a bit extreme. That's a bit trepidatious, right? Once you've been in the friend zone for 5 years, it's a risk.
right. So I'm like, hey, my friend, like, listen, you know, like, just for next time, you know, I think if you guys have a good friendship, I'd maintain that friendship. You might like her, but, you know, like I said, be up front early. Start early. Yeah. That's the thing. Start early.
Yeah. And how did you get into this, Gregory D? I mean, how did you start giving this advice and having these followers following you on Instagram for your advice. Where did this all begin?
That is a long story, but to make a long story short, in my younger years, I didn't have the most luck with dating and relationships. I was like deathly shy and timid. I was the most like quiet person. People would always say, I never heard what your voice sounds like, right? I've never known what do you sound like? And I'm like, if I'm going to, you know, meet that person and have the relationships that I want, I'm going to have to learn how to speak up and get over this anxiety, work with the anxiety and build confidence. So I really, as time went on, immersed myself in just dating content, relationship content. I started off, it's going to sound a little weird, but I started off with the pickup artist community. I started there first.
Okay.
And that wasn't my speed. That wasn't really, I wasn't getting the results. It was just a piece of the puzzle, I felt, you know, having the confidence to speak up. But then I found this other community. It's called the Red Pill Community. It's like a men's dating experience. And the ideals that they discussed were just so not aligned with who I was as a person. I found myself, I guess you could say, sort of using this whole fake it till you make it mentality. I was performing while I was dating. I was just not acting with who I was. And I gravitated away from that. Right. And I thought to myself, like, I got to find a way to find out what works for me, not try to follow somebody else's formula. And I really took the time to work on myself and be alone and figure out what I wanted. And it really started to formulate into this, what it is today. You know, I really built my own principles and it's worked out for the best, I would say.
That's amazing. That's amazing because it really has worked out for the best. And you mentioned anxiety, and anxiety is something that I know is, with the people I work with, is definitely a component very often. Do you find that as well with the people you're working with, that the anxiety is a component?
Right. A lot of that.
Of a hindrance or?
Right. A lot of things I hear, I feel anxious. I'm a little bit afraid. I really, for me, I encourage people to go to therapy. That's
good.
About anxiety. Like, I'm not licensed to professionally and like say, speak on your behalf as far as anxiety, that kind of thing. And I really say you can work with me in conjunction with a therapist, you know?
Right.
Anxiety. So I would say a lot of the questions stem from anxiety of some sort. So that will say that is a big thing.
I actually developed a whole protocol, date therapy, around socialized anxiety pertaining to dating and relationships.
Amazing.
So yeah, that's something we work with. But I think it's so true. And you have your personalized dating videos. And do you find that would alleviate a lot of the anxiety that people may be feeling, having you one-on-one in front of them, giving it guidance?
From the reviews that I've gotten from people, they do say that it's very helpful. Like,
good.
I like to give options to people. I like to give different range in the spectrum of how you can act in situations. So I could say, on the low end, you could do this. In the middle, you could do this or do that. And just giving them options, the ability to decide for themselves. You know, I like to talk about how I got to this position, how I got to this conclusion of what you should do, what type of action to take. And I feel like really breaking it down for people like that, you know, easy, actionable steps, it really helps alleviate that tension and anxiety. So I feel like showing them, you know, giving them the courage to act really does help, like I said, reduce that anxiety.
Oh, it does. And what's some great fun advice that you can give? A piece that I always give is tell people, especially women, to be prepared.
Right.
For the date, so you're not stressed out at the last minute trying to figure out what you're going to wear and causing you to be late, which makes you more stressed out. What's a great piece of advice that you give for people to prepare themselves for dating?
I think it's sort of aligned with what you said. I always say, before you start dating, before you get involved with anybody, take some time to yourself to get clear on your boundaries, your needs, your expectations, and standards. You know, there's a lot of overlap in those categories, but I feel as though once you get clear on those things, it sort of creates like a blueprint of how you operate. You know, everything that you do has to be in line with those, and you're less likely to find these connections that are misaligned. You know, you get clear on your boundaries. You know what type of things you're not going to tolerate. You know what you're going to say no to. Situations. Keep yourself safe physically, mentally, emotionally, all that. You have your needs. This is what I need from you, whether it be communication wise, any type of thing. Expectations. This is what, if we're going to be in this situation, I'd prefer if we communicate or however so often. You know, this is what I expect. Healthy expectations, healthy, reasonable expectations, right, and standards. This is what I want. I want somebody who has their life together. I want somebody who is building something, somebody who has something that they're working toward, you know, and that really, those four things keep you clear. You know, it really clears the path for you for success.
Oh, it does. And is that kind of what you mean by boundaries up and guard down?
Right. Being
something you wrote.
Being able to say no to things that are not aligned with you. I always speak in alignment, things that are aligned with your mm-hmm. core principles. You know, being able to walk away to situations that aren't suitable for you. And, you know, and like things you're willing not to do. And it's just like you don't get outside of yourself. So you stay operating within yourself, within your capacity. You don't operate beyond your capacity. And that just creates strained relationships as a whole, you know?
Oh, it does. Yeah. And not having boundaries. I'm a boundary girl. I'm always stressing boundaries.
Right.
Because when our boundaries are healthy, our relationships are healthy. It's that simple.
Right. That they are the foundation for everything. That's what I say. They're the foundation for all of this, you know?
Yes. And you talk about having a level of awareness. What do you mean by that?
Knowing what behaviors to look out for. You know why you're doing what you're doing, right? You know, people have gotten into situations because they were bad situations, because they were naive in certain circles. We all, obviously, we got to start somewhere. We start naive right. to the world. And it's through these experiences, you see what happens when you do certain things. Well, like, for example, when I allow certain things to happen, this is where relationships go. It ends up creating an unfair, unbalanced dynamic that just like drains you mentally. And it's just knowing what to look out for. Signs to be aware of, like I always say, red flags. I hate, it's kind of cliche, but red flags are important, you right. know, knowing what to look out for. And like, if you see something happening early, it's best to nip it in the bud. You know, like, I'm not going in this direction because I've been here before and I know it doesn't end well. So that's what I say when I mean be self-aware, you know?
Right. What's a piece of great advice that you can give to men?
To men? Oh gosh, This is a good one. Like, it's similar to women, but in a different way. I like my men in the dating experience to be, what's the word for I'm looking for? Leaders. I like my men to be, come with a plan, you know, like come with a plan here. Okay. So why are you reaching out to this woman? Do you like, are you just bored or like, what is your plan here? I feel like a lot of women want to see some initiative from
right.
men. A lot of the women I talk to are always like, I find myself always planning the dates. He never plans a date. I'm like, really? Like, the men need to have a plan. You know, a woman needs to know that she can trust you. You know,
exactly.
Feel safe and secure that a man knows what he's doing. He's not aimlessly wandering around
through life and taking you with him.
Helping you're collecting trauma from him. And it's just that when a man, and it's just so attractive. A lot of women tell me, like, it's just so attractive when a man knows what he wants. Like, even just knowing what restaurant to take you. Hey, I want to take you here. I think you'll love this place. Let's meet here tonight. Is that okay with you? Just that thing right there itself, like when speaking to a woman, means the world. So have a plan, be a leader, and initiate. Initiating as well, leading, and show her that you have the confidence to lead you guys.
Right, right. So tell us a bit about what you would advise a woman. What's one positive thing that you can say to a woman who's already dated and now she finds herself in a relationship?
Positive thing.
Give me something positive.
I will say relationships themselves are not the prettiest things in the world. They're not the most... Like, I know we have like the whole fairy tale thing about how relationships are supposed to be these whimsical, cool experiences, but you need to be realistic. You know,
hard work.
I feel as though if you're patient with your partner, a lot of men are not the most open with their communication.
Okay.
And I will say that if you're patient, whether you're dating men or women, doesn't matter, just patient with your partner. If you're able to stay patient with him and take the time to, I guess, learn how they communicate, things will be a lot easier. You know, I feel like that hard work is done through, in the beginning, finding out how your person communicates.
Right. And that's why you need to do it correctly.
Right.
You know, play the relationship game, quote, quote, correctly, because if you're not getting it done up front, you will get, it will happen.
Right.
It's a matter of when these conversations take place, and they're so much easier up front. And
right.
If you are on opposite pages and you can't find a happy medium, I know it really stinks, but the reality is that you may not be suited for each other. And it's good to find that out before you spend a year or two.
Right. And people always come to me like, hey, I've been talking to this guy for 2 years and we haven't had a conversation about this yet. I'm like, 2 years? Like, you got to have this stuff up front. That's one thing I heard a lot too. People wait too long.
And yes.
The dynamic, it has settled into what it is. And it's just like, you can't just all of a sudden throw a monkey wrench in the dynamic because you waited too long. But I mean, I always say it's never too late. But like you said, the earlier, the better.
It just becomes more challenging with time. The earlier, definitely, the better.
Right.
Yes. Well, Greg D, I'm so excited that you were able to join us today. Tell us how everybody can find you.
Right now, I am on Instagram under Limitless Perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in TikTok as well. Not as active, but I'm on TikTok as well. But if you have a question, you can DM me on Instagram. My email address is limitless.perceptions@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much with us today. You're wonderful. And check out Limitless Perceptions.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
As well.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hi. I want to tell you about a community that I've recently joined called GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. Gaia Goddess Lifestyle is an eco-feminist movement that supports women through retreats, events, online classes, and in media content. They bring women together to empower them through education, inspiration, and healing. Become a free member and join the newsletter at www.GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. That's www.GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. And see the website for information about their upcoming women's retreats in Maui, Hawaii. For GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com, I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia. Stay tuned.
Are you done waking up with horrible hangovers from a great night out with friends? Do you have issues eating, sleeping, or stomach discomfort? Is it challenging to stay relaxed, focused, or even stress-free throughout the day? If so, then it might be time for a lifted experience. Hi, my name is Tasli Matuma, and I'm the owner of Lifted Infused Tea, which are all natural tea blends infused with herbs, fruits, tonics, and or alcohol for wellness and leisure. Our blend types come with either alcohol, like our rum tea punch, or hemp extract, like our alcohol-free mango peach blend. All tea blends are made with natural ingredients.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Dating and Relationships. I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia, and today we have an amazing guest in the house. Her name is Jessie Kanzer, and she wrote what I think is one of the best books ever. It's Don't Just Sit There, Do Nothing, Healing, Chilling, and Living the Tao Te Ching. And I just think it's such a wonderful book, and I encourage everyone, it is already a bestseller, and I encourage you to get out there and get it if you can find a copy. Hello, Jessie.
Hi, Dr. Lydia. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. It's Dr. Tranquility.
Oh, sorry. Dr. Tranquility. Sorry.
But let's just go with Lydia, sweetie. So,
well, I like Lydia.
I do, too. So tell me, what was the impetus for your writing this book?
So just a quick backtrack. Tao Te Ching comes from 6th century BC China. It's really an ancient sacred text. And it found its way, I like to say it found me, at a very low point in my life. And in my 20s, I was struggling with an eating disorder. I was very lonely and alone. And following these simple tenets of the Tao, which translates as the way, mm-hmm. just going the way of life, going the way, and using my struggles as these openings for a deeper knowing of myself, a deeper feeling of love for myself, then for other people. All of that helped me become who I am today, which is, you know, a mother and a wife and a writer and just a person who, for better or worse, has her stuff together.
Right.
Some days, not every day, but most days. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Well, I want to ask you, since we are a conscious dating show and relationships, what chapter or piece of advice would you give to people who are trying to date? And we're going to encourage them to pick up a copy of the book. And also, you may find it on Audible as well, which is how I, because I, my learning system is auditory. So I listen to
Me
my
too,
books.
Lydia.
Is, oh, great.
Me too. Especially for these sort of nonfiction books. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy listening. And I, like you, I kind of remember the phrases that I need the most.
Yes.
So a lot of this book, it takes place in that very time in my life where I was trying to, you know, find my path work-wise, find my path love-wise, you know, right. figure it all out. And so I struggled. And I struggled, and because, you know what, we're human and we all struggle.
Right.
And I definitely struggled on the dating scene. And so I have a chapter called Humiliating Love Story, where I, in fact, talk about my deepest humiliations, some of them, not all of them, but some of these humiliations on the dating floor, so to speak, and what I learned. And for me, you know, everyone has their own challenges. Some people are blocked. Commitment folks, for example, I was kind of the opposite. I was a love addict.
Okay.
And I just used to throw myself at anybody who turned their head at me, you know, and I used to create what I understand now, create these visions of somebody else and really throw myself at the vision rather than even the person. Right. And what I've learned from my very ebullient nature, you know, I just throw myself out there and I go at it 100%. And what I realized is not to sometimes, you know, don't just sit there, do nothing. It's a play on words, but it is true. It is really helpful sometimes to pull back. Mm. So for folks out there who are really focusing, maybe, you know, maybe in the new year you have goals and resolutions to find love, don't forget that important conscious component, right? Because you're a conscious dating community, conscious yes. component of going inward, of checking with yourself and what your energy is at the moment. So oftentimes we go outward, right? In the world, we go outward. Where's my man? Where's my lady? Where's my partner? And we're going on the sites and we're, you know, trying to find that in the outside world. It's also equally, if not more important, to cultivate what it is you want to create within yourself. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to experience love and partnership, see how you can increase those feelings within yourself, like embody that very state, embody the state of love, love yourself, love your friends, love the trees outside, love animals, be the love. And, you know, when you really get to a certain level of that, you can't help but attract it outside of yourself.
So true. Wow. What great advice. Jesse, I know a lot of women come to you for advice and probably about love. What is something that you are asked often?
The funny thing is, you know, because I try to put myself out there, whether it's on Instagram, a little bit on TikTok, you know, I'm not that age group, but I try. And I've gotten
I do
gotten
too.
Questions. You do too. Yeah. I've gotten questions like, how do I get back together with, you know, blank? How do I get back this person? I think that a lot of people have regrets over the past. Some people feel like they let somebody get away, or other people feel like if they did something different, they could have gotten that person, they could have stayed with that person.
Right.
So I find people ruminating over lost relationships and lost opportunities. That's the one that shows up the most in my experience.
Okay. Well, Jessie Kanzer, tell everyone where they can find you.
So I'm at Jessie Kanzer on Instagram, at Jessie Kanzer on Facebook, Twitter, at Daily Dow, Daily-Dow on TikTok. But you can find everything at jessiekanzer.com. The book is listed there. My socials are listed there. And again, my advice is go within, and then the outside will match you.
Jessie Kanzer, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Tranquility.
Bye, sweetie.
Do you suffer with pain, experiencing dreaded cramps during that time of the month? Looking for natural ways to support your self-care? At Teasins Themes, we have just what you need to promote relaxation, optimize wellness, and support your self-care routine. From herbal teas to yoni steams, head over to teasandsteams.com or follow us on all social media at Teasins Themes. Happy steaming.
Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility, and I want to tell you about my protocol, date therapy. It's been seen on BBC and The View and Fox and ABCnews.com and so many other places. It's an inside-out protocol. So if you're really trying to figure out what it is that you're looking for, maybe you're new to the dating game, perhaps you're back in the dating game after a breakup or a divorce, this is a protocol that helps you get in touch with your true desires, your wants. And it helps you to formulate a sort of guide on a subconscious level that you can then use with matchmakers and dating sites and Tinder and everything else you want to use it with to really cut through the BS, yeah? Cut through all the extraneous stuff and just get to the core of what you're looking for and what your desires are. Date therapy. You'll find it on datetherapy.com. I am Dr. Tranquility. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Dating and Relationships with Dr. Tranquility. We have an amazing guest for you tonight. Her name is Ananta Ripa Ajmara, and she is an author. She is the author of The Way of the Goddess. She is the founder of The Ancient Way. She has her own podcast, so she's a podcasting sister on True to Yourself podcast. And you'll find out, she does Ayurveda for The Well, at The Well on Instagram. And she is Ananta.1, Ananta.1 on Instagram. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first of all, what was the impetus for your writing The Way of the Goddess?
The impetus for this book was really my own personal journey to be able to connect with wholeness within and to really heal from childhood trauma and a lot of eating disorders and really lack of connection with my own true self that led me to seek deeper knowledge and ultimately to come home to my own self with the goddess tradition of India. I am from India. My parents immigrated from there before I was born. So I also really felt compelled to understand more about my roots and how that connection could help me navigate day-to-day life and situations and relationships.
And how has the connection to your roots helped you to navigate relationships?
It has really helped me to understand who I am beyond this body and beyond the mind. Most of the times we believe that we are just this limited body and the limited mind, and that when something happens to us, it is really affecting us, whereas the ancient Vedic or Indian spirituality says that the body and the mind are just outer layers of us that we have taken on karmically, but who we are is actually a soul that is not affected by all that comes and goes, that's not affected by what happens to the physical body, what happens to the mind and emotions, and is actually a witness of all of this, and is something that we can find refuge in once we have the knowledge of that true identity and that true self.
Wonderful. Wow. Amazing. So tell us how you got started in the podcasting world, babe.
I got interested in podcasting because I just felt like I had so much to share, and it felt like Instagram was kind of a limited portal to be able to share in terms of the time restrictions and the space restrictions to be able to post and share from the heart. So it just became a way to really have more of a platform for transmission of the knowledge that I just feel so blessed to have gained through about 12 years of deep study with different lineage-based teachers, master teachers.
Wonderful. And where can we find your podcast, your True to Yourself podcast?
The True to Yourself podcast is on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever else people like to get their podcasts.
Okay. Well, we are going to take a break, and we will be right back with Ananta.
Most people's favorite day to change their life is tomorrow. And that's why they stay stuck. Is that you? Hi, I'm Dr. Jamil Syed, and I invite you to check out the Transformation Starts Today podcast, where I interview leaders, champions, and high performers from all walks of life as they share their stories, the lessons they've learned along the way, and empowering perspectives to help you create an extraordinary life without regret starting today. Your future is determined by what you decide to do right now. So head on over to the Transformation Starts Today podcast, and I'll see you there.
This is Cindy Warren of Blue Tree Coaching. I can be found at www.bluetree-coaching.com. I'm a life coach who helps people get results using neuroscience, mindfulness, and proven coaching techniques. You can check me out at www.bluetree-coaching.com.
Hi, and we are back on Conscious Dating and Relationships with Ananta. And we are so excited. We're talking all about her podcast, True to Yourself, and The Way of the Goddess, her new book, which is going to be a bestseller because all of my listeners on AM, FM, and Podcasting Universe are going to go get a copy, aren't you? And it's a wonderful book for women. Actually, one of our sponsors at the show, Gaia Goddess, is I'm trying to connect you guys so much because I just see something powerful there. But you are so powerful in your own right. And what really is a one question, because I'm sure women come to you from around the world and asking you, you know, what can I do in my dating life? How can I do it differently? What would be something that you would suggest to them?
You know, it's amazing because in chapter 8 of The Way of the Goddess, I actually shared about my newfound approach to dating and relationships, mm-hmm. which is actually supporting women to embody the essence of Vedic Lord Krishna, who is the author of the Bhagavad Gita, a spiritual teacher, a warrior, and also a lover of life and mischief. Mm. So I felt that growing up and, you know, as I got into my 20s, I was a lot like the goddess Radha, who is the lover of Lord Krishna, who never becomes his wife, but is like that eternal romantic flame of Lord Krishna, because she is the true devotee of God. Mm-hmm. So even though he is married to so many women per mythology, he always has a special place in his heart for the goddess Radha, because she is so pure and her devotion is so pure, and she has that kind of heart full of love of the true higher divine kind.
Wow.
So I think a lot of us women become like Radha, and we become really devoted to men and to our, you know, or the partner in general, whatever gender they may be. But when we identify as the female identification, I feel we tend to go into that devoted mode before we maybe really check out whether a person is really worthy of such devotion. And I am certainly one who is guilty of that when I didn't know better. It was a beautiful thing to have that devoted feeling in the heart, even though this boyfriend of mine, who I also wrote about in chapter 2, had not really reciprocated at all, and who actually hurt me. But I was able to find that pure love within my heart, yes, for him to not engage in the relationship in a direct sense, but really like kept that divine love, like how Radha loves Krishna, even though they're not together. Mm-hmm. And then I decided, you know, after a lot of going really deep within, because it was my decision to break up from the relationship, to go deeper actually into my spiritual path, because being with him briefly, very briefly, just showed me all the unresolved issues that I had around trauma and abuse, and especially sexual trauma, which I really needed to heal within myself in order to be able to then engage in relationships in a healthier way that was going to be true to myself. So I took a long time to really go deep within, to study, to give myself a kind of self-imposed monastic lifestyle to be able to absorb, assimilate, digest, and integrate the deep Vedic spiritual knowledge into my life. And after having gone through that for many years, I was like, what would dating be like now that I know who I am, now that I have gone deep into all of these layers and really resolved a lot of relationship issues, relationship karma, and my own, you know, relationship with myself. And what came to me was, now it's time to be like Lord Krishna. It's time to actually re-engage and be just as playful, just as fun-loving, just as fierce of a warrior, but not so serious at the same time.
Right.
And also not give my heart fully to one person, but actually allow for the possibility of many people to interact with, to play with, to have fun with, while honoring certain boundaries, right? So I'm not going to get physically involved with anyone until they really prove that they're worthy, you know, and then only engage further at that level. And that's really what Krishna also is what they call it, eternal brahmachari, or an eternal celibate. And at the same time, he's surrounded by women. So it's a really interesting idea that, like that when we know our true self, when we really go deep into that journey, first of all, you can still have relationships, but when you know yourself, then you can only know someone else's true self. And only then are you also going to have that discernment to see who is capable of loving you in return.
Right.
And actually being like Radha in your life, right? Because if we've been the devoted one, if we've been loyal, if we've been steadfast in our love, then we know how to do that, and we can do that, and we have mastered that power of love and devotion. But we maybe have not exercised our discernment so well in terms of who can love us in that same pure, devoted, beautiful, spiritual way. And I just feel that now it's really fun to have that approach, because when we know who we are, we know that we're already complete within. We don't really need someone else to fulfill us, because we're coming from fulfillment. And so if we're not needing anything, then it opens up a field to just really truly have fun without craving something that is outside of us, because pleasure lives within us, joy lives within us, love lives within us. And when we can embody that, which we're seeking in the other, then it just becomes what they call a divine leela, or a play, a fun, where we get to interact with multiple people and feel out what it's like to talk to them, what we felt like when we talked to the other person, and see where do we feel the most at home? Where do we feel like we're the most in our true authentic self, and that we can actually blossom even more into that, and that a partner is actually going to add to that blossoming rather than restricting us or controlling us in some way, or, you know, getting upset with us, or, you know, overly kind of getting possessive, or, you know, any of those kind of attachments, which ruin love, you know? So in the spiritual way of understanding, we feel that there is a big difference between true love and attachment.
Yes.
And when we have love, we have attachment minus any desire from the other person to fulfill us, to give us something that we don't have, and to complete us in some way. And when we can really start to approach relationships without that self-interested desire, clinging attachment, we can reduce the suffering that we have in relationships. And then it just becomes a field of fun and enjoyment, and a place to exercise good discernment and really honor our own boundaries, and to move slowly with people, because our body is a temple. And when we see it that way, we are going to take better care of it. And when we learn to love and care for ourselves truly, then only are we going to even be able to recognize someone who returns that same love that we give to us. So I just think, you know, it's all a balance, right? If we're like always feminine, then maybe we need to embody a little healthy masculinity and see many people, like how, you know, this male seed is always trying to go out to multiple people. And so it's just an approach where you don't have to get physically involved in that way, but just in the energetic sense, we can engage with multiple people in order to see what is really the best kind of partner for us to feel safe enough to unfold in the ways that we wish to. And similarly, I tell my male students that it's really important to connect with the feminine within them, because we all have these divine energies. And even though physically male identifying people are not able to rebirth or give birth to children, they can connect with that divine feminine principle, which is about rebirth, and which is about transformation, and which is about true love and nurturance and care for oneself. And then similarly, if they've been caught up in relationship dynamics, which have not been so healthy, then by offering themselves that love, they'll be able to also bring in a partner who's going to vibrate at a more spiritual level.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Ananta, Ajmera, I thank you so much for being with us tonight. You are the Way of the Goddess. And make sure you pick up her book, The Way of the Goddess. And you can find that on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Audible. Is it on Audible yet? Audible?
I believe it, yes, because I've recorded the audiobook. So it's
okay, my great. Own. Yeah, and Audible. And really just pick up a copy. Follow her on Instagram. Why don't you give everyone your handle, sweetie?
Oh, sure. So on Instagram, I am at ananta.one. So A-N-A-N-T as in tiger, A, and then the number one all spelled out, O-N-E.
Beautiful. And make sure you keep your ears open for her podcast, True to Yourself. I think it's fantastic that you're doing that. And I'm excited to listen to more episodes. So
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us, love. I thank you
so much for having me. Truly appreciate it.
Take care and be well.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Hi, I want to tell you about a community that I've recently joined called GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. Gaia Goddess Lifestyle is an eco-feminist movement that supports women through retreats, events, online classes, and in media content. They bring women together to empower them through education, inspiration, and healing. Become a free member and join the newsletter at www.GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. That's www.GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. And see the website for information about their upcoming women's retreats in Maui, Hawaii. For GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com, I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia. Stay tuned.
Are you done waking up with horrible hangovers from a great night out with friends? Do you have issues eating, sleeping, or stomach discomfort? Is it challenging to stay relaxed, focused, or even stress-free throughout the day? If so, then it might be time for a lifted experience. Hi, my name is Taslima Tuma, and I'm the owner of Lifted Infused Tea, which are all natural tea blends infused with herbs, fruits, tonics, and or alcohol for wellness and leisure. Our blend types come with either alcohol, like our rum tea punch, or hemp extract, like our alcohol-free mango peach blend. All tea blends are made with natural ingredients.
Welcome back. I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia for Conscious Dating and Relationships. And today we have an amazing guest for you. Her name is Shalandra Williams. And she is Mindful Sense LLC on Instagram, you ought to know. And she has hundreds of thousands of people who listen to what she says. And she has these amazing mindful quotes every morning and mindful topics and funny little quibs and things that you can listen to. And she's really down, girl. So we are going to chat with her and find out. First of all, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm great. Very vibrant today. Positive. Good vibes.
Good. And then we're going to say, now, where do you get the idea for all of your quotes? Do you channel them?
I've been through a lot in life, mm-hmm. even though I'm so young. And I just utilize all my jewels and I put it into, you know, let everybody know how it is in life. And
you're very
and
wise.
A lot of people can correlate to it. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me for interrupting. You're very wise. So your quotes are amazing. I use them sometimes. Like, oh, good. It's nice to have. No, but we all need reminders.
Yes. You know? All the time. Because, you know, sometimes we get lost in our daily lives. And we just run. But sometimes we have to ground ourselves. That way we can be present and just, you know, be happy. Because the goal is to have, you know, inner peace and happiness. So,
yes,
we always need reminders of that.
We certainly do. So, sweetie, tell me, because you do so many things. So I'm going to take this moment to allow you to introduce yourself to our audience more thoroughly. So that we can talk about some of the things that apply to dating in that mix.
Okay. So first off, as you stated, my Instagram is mindful_sense LLC. My name is Shalandra. So I integrated the two because I wanted to put a face behind the quotes.
Right.
Basically, I talk about childhood trauma, mother wounds, father wounds, relationships, self-love, anything that has to do with self-improvement. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
So let's get into relationships. I know women must come to you all the time with questions about dating and relationships. What's your most popular question?
Mostly, believe it or not, men come to me like a little bit more than women.
Yes, I believe.
Maybe because I can relate. I'm kind of like in the middle. I have like I'm a balance, you know, I'm like. So a lot of the things that they ask me have to do with a lot with self-love. Because right. Like that's the core of everything. If you really think about it, you have to have self-love in order to, you know, maneuver in life. You have to have self-love in order to maneuver in relationships. You have to have self-love for yourself. Right. So a lot of people, when they come to me and they ask me for advice, it always revolves around self-love, because if you don't love yourself and if you don't value yourself, then how do you present yourself and how do you represent yourself in relationships and even friendships to where you really get treated with the value that you deserve?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And what's one piece of advice that you would give to a woman who came to you asking for advice? She says, I can't find a man. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find love. Or a woman. I can't find love. Let's put it that way. What should I do?
So what I tell a lot of people in that situation, because I do actually get that question a lot, because a lot of people do try to search for love instead of like giving it to themselves. So what I tell them is don't look. You know, when you start working on yourself and putting all that energy and love into yourself, then it's easy to attract what you deserve or what you desire because you're putting that into yourself. A lot of the times I think that we project this love into other things, right, hoping that we get it reciprocated instead of within ourselves and like loving ourselves and having that confidence, building all of that so you can be whole. And then, you know, you'll know how to deal with boundaries. You know how to deal with people when they come to you and in dating situations where you can decipher, you know, which one is working for you and which one is not working for you.
Right. Right. That mm-hmm. makes so much sense. And what is what is one thing that you want people to know about your business, Mindful Sense LLC?
So what I like people to know is that I don't want it to just be like in a business type of situation. I want people to understand that they're human. Like a lot of the times we set high bars for ourselves, and a lot of the times we have these projections of what society feels that what we should be instead of what we feel that we should be within ourselves. Right. So that's the advice that I give to people, like, you know, search within yourself. And it sounds so cliche, but it's really, really, like, even from testimony, like, it's really, really true. So when they come to my page or when they read my quotes, it is a plethora of different you know, subjects that you can get into, because everybody has a story. So you're going to relate to it in some type of way. And the only way that you can go is up.
Right. Mm-hmm. My darling dear, if you will hang with us one moment, audience, we will be right back with Shalandra of Mindful Sense LLC. Look her up on Instagram while you're listening to these commercials.
Do you suffer with pain, experiencing dreaded cramps during that time of the month? Looking for natural ways to support your self-care? At Teas and Steams, we have just what you need to promote relaxation, optimize wellness, and support your self-care routine. From herbal teas to yoni steams, head over to teasandsteams.com or follow us on all social media at Teas and Steams. Happy steaming.
Welcome back to Conscious Dating and Relationships with Dr. Tranquility. And we are here with Shalandra. I like saying Shalandra, though. I shouldn't do that. You have such a beautiful name, Shalandra. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
So
it's actually Shalandra in Spanish.
Okay.
So you're absolutely right.
Okay. You. So I want to talk a little bit about something we were talking about on the break, which was, refresh my memory.
We were discussing
traumas.
About anxiety and yep. traumas.
Mm-hmm. Traumas and how sometimes when nothing's going wrong in life, we've reached what we're so accustomed to having those traumas. We will borrow traumas from the past or envision traumas from the future and use that trauma in the present. So what are your feelings about that?
So I actually, like, as far as myself, that's where I get most of my quotes from. I actually have severe anxiety and PTSD. So a lot of the times in my relationships, what was happening was that I would take the past and put it into my relationships, and then it would manifest. So I had to, you know, go through extensive therapy to figure out, you know, what was the root of these fears.
Right.
So it's very hard to have anxiety. You have to constantly be grounded within yourself mm-hmm. and in your surroundings and be self-aware and self-conscious of what's going on in the moment. And I also had to learn, and what I try to tell others is, sometimes when we have mental illnesses, we only focus on ourselves. But in reality, it affects everything Everyone. Around you, especially yes. in an intimate relationship. It can be depleting yeah. if, you know, you don't have any self-control or you don't know your triggers.
Proper boundaries. And things that boundaries mm-hmm. and triggers, babe. Boundaries and triggers. Yes,
yep.
you're so right. Well, Shalandra of Mindful Sense, is there anything you'd like our audience to know? Where they can find, in addition to where they can find you and how they can reach you?
I do have a lot of endeavors that are coming up.
Proud to announce we have a new podcast joining us, and it is run yes. by Shalandra of Mindful Sense LLC. It is called Vibes. Make sure you yes. catch it. Where can they catch it? Where will they be able to listen in?
So it will be on the Apple platform and Spotify.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it's called Vibes, guys. Yes. You can't forget that. So
yeah, so the vibe, so I decided to call it the vibe because, so the T is for teaching, higher, H is for higher, and H is for elevation. And then it's a vibe, so like,
Vibe. I stand corrected. I'm yes. sorry, sweetie. The vibe.
That's okay. It's all right. So all of us have, as I stated, we have different stories. So I want to touch on, like, always being consciously aware and continuously evolving, because you can't stay in one place with evolution. You're going to constantly be learning and gaining wisdom as you grow. So I wanted to focus on those type of topics. So it'll be about relationships. It'll be about, like, everything that's on my page. It will be about those type of things on
wonderful.
There as well.
That's so wonderful. Yay. I'm so proud of you. You're doing
thank
so
you.
Well.
I appreciate that so much.
Well, thank you, love. Where can we find you? Tell us all the places.
Instagram is my main website, but I also have a TikTok. It's Mindful Sense. I have a Twitter. It's Mindful Sense. And I have a Pinterest. A lot of people don't know about that. I have, like, everything.
You're so well organized. I can barely keep up with my Instagram. Make sure you check out that community, GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com.
Yes.
I think you're really going to like them. And for all my listeners, check them out. This is a female-only group and community. And it so aligns with the vibe,
yes.
the vibe. And I'm so honored and blessed that you could find the time to come on today. You are an amazing sister girl. and sister woman. And I just love what you're doing, and it's a blessing to know you. All right. It was lovely talking with you. Thank you for coming
on. Thank you.
And I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.